I hope you enjoyed your visit to the church. I visit it frequently, hoping God will protect us from these warring factions in the region.
Daughter, look out! James Glois is being attacked in front of the church by Wyndham. God forbid I, Agnes Berry Parston, of the Hertfordshire Berries, live to be disgraced like this in public.
Cover thy head.
So I will, for thee.
Thief.
Churl.
Please, Glois, go back to my mother's house. Wyndham, stop this at once.
He will die, madam.
I believe you will regret it if you slay Glois or cause him any bodily harm.
No, I will never regret it. Nor will I come to a farthing's harm if I slay him, or even your husband, John Paston.
Yes. If you kill the smallest child from my kitchen, you will likely die for it. So take care. We Pastons do not make idle threats.
Flagrant whores! The Pastons and all their family are nothing but whores!
You lie, knave and churl that you are!
Margaret, I do not like these acts. Our enemies are becoming bolder by the day.
I fear for dear John's safety in London. I will write to my husband and tell him to be on his guard, for Wyndham is vicious and malicious. I know he would not set upon John heroically, but set upon him or some of his men like a thief in the night.
I fear for your safety at Gresham. I have heard that Lady Hastings' men have assaulted James Glois at my very gates with their swords. I will go to my Lady Moylan's tomorrow and speak to her about it, and try and get her to leave off the business until my son John returns.
To avoid further danger, I will send Glois to London to serve my husband for a while. This will make my own heart easier.
Do not worry. I will convince Lady Moylands to not act further in this matter until my son returns and can defend himself. I go with haste. May the Holy Trinity protect you.
Forgive this troubling scene. Let me explain. My husband's father, Judge William Paston, purchased the manor of Gresham in 1427 from the son of Geoffrey Chaucer. I have lived here with my husband since around 1440, and will not be bullied by Lord Mullane's men or any other of the Paston family's enemies. However, it is best for us not to remain in front of the church in case they return. As you leave the church by the main gate, you will see the Paston coat of arms on the left side of the Gresham village sign, along with other images of the castle and local wind and water mills. Press pause, and I will meet you at the Gresham village sign.